16. Martin held up his right hand and said, "Komuniki Kungeri!" Floating above his hand, a hazy, bluish, semi-transparent image of a flaming human skull appeared, while Martin heard the sound of a phone ringing. After three rings, there was a click, and Gary's voice said, "Yeah." "Hey, Gary, it's Martin. Look, I need to call another emergency meeting, and I need to do it at your place again. Cool?" "Yeah, cool." "Great, thanks, man. When are you gonna do it?" "Right now. I sent out the notice just before I called you." "Not cool." "Yeah, well, you can tell me off when you get here." "What do you mean, when I get there?" Martin laughed. "I'm standing in your living room." "So not cool." "Yeah. Where are you?"
I'm out front, tending to some things. I'll be in a minute or two."
"What's going on?" Gary said.
"Nothing. Don't worry about it. Like I said, I'll be right in."
"Well, you're right out front.
Maybe I can help."
Martin opened the door to Gary's antechamber and immediately saw the problem. At the far end of the chamber, beyond the stone altar and laptop-hiding book, he saw Gary standing in front of the open door to the outside. Beside him, Hubert stood in his tuxedo jacket, looking ashamed. Beyond the door, he saw at least 10 wretched, desperate-looking young men, all clamoring for Gary's attention. Martin shouted,
"There's more of them, Gary?"
"Word got out,"
Gary said.
"This,"
Hubert said,
"I'm afraid I let slip that he made me his buster."
"Butler, not buster.
Butler, and I don't need any more. I told them they're out of luck, but they know I said the same thing to Hubert and that he waited me out, so now they won't go away."
Martin nodded.
"Yeah, I bet. It reminds me of feeding seagulls. You ever done that?"
"You mean the thing with the Alka-Seltzer? Does that work?"
"Good luck, Gary. I'll be in here. Come in when you can. We have something serious to discuss."
"Yeah, sure. Hubert, go with Martin and tend to the guests."
Martin and Hubert retreated to the inner apartment and closed the door. Hubert said,
"It sounded like the master wasn't happy."
Martin turned to face him. "Don't worry about it. He'll forget all about it when he hears what I have to say."
"Your news will make him that happy?"
"No, it'll make him even more unhappy."
"But about something other than your friends and my rudeness?"
Hubert nodded.
"I see. Well, in the meantime, can I bring you anything? Some refreshments, perhaps?"
"No, thanks, Hubert. In fact, we're going to be discussing wizard business, so you can probably take the next hour or so off."
"Thank you."
Hubert bowed and exited down the hall. Martin stood alone for only a few seconds before Gwen appeared, standing on the floor beside him. She cringed slightly, looking down at her feet in case she had materialized standing in or under something nasty.
"Gwen,"
Martin said, "you can relax. I called the meeting, and I guaranteed there'd be no pranks. You can trust me." Gwen looked at Martin, inhaled through her nose, and said nothing.
"Oh," Martin said, "you're still mad at me?"
"Look, all I was trying to say was that when I think about the future, I see the two of us together. Is that such a terrible thing?"
Gwen said, "I'm not mad. I'm uncomfortable. I'm not sure how to act. You told me you planned to marry me, but you didn't actually propose, so now if I stay with you, it's like we're engaged, but we aren't."
"Gwen, I don't know what you're talking about."
"Answer me this then, Martin. Are we planning on getting married?"
"Yes!"
Gwen stared at him.
"But, not really," Martin stammered. "Not officially. Not yet."
Gwen kept staring.
"But we are. Sort of."
Martin deflated.
"See," Gwen said, "it's like you put us in this weird state of pre-marriage where we have all of the responsibility to each other of a married couple without any of the benefits."
Martin said,
"I told you what I think. That doesn't mean you're obligated to me. You're not tied to me. You can leave me if you want to. I'm sure there are plenty of guys rushing to sign up for a lifetime of this."
"Okay, now I am mad at you," Gwen said.
Tyler materialized, standing on solid ground with a big smile on his face.
"I gotta tell you, it is a lot nicer to teleport when you know you're not gonna land in anything unpleasant."
Martin and Gwen took a break from glaring at each other to glare at Tyler, who cringed, but wisely said nothing. A few excruciating seconds later, Jeff and Roy appeared.
"Okay, kid, what is it?"
Roy asked.
Martin said, "Just a second, Gary should be here soon."
"Why?"
Roy asked.
"Where is he?"
Gary entered through the door to the antechamber.
I'm here. I would have come out sooner, but I was enjoying listening to Gwen and Martin fight. It's a bummer that she doesn't want to marry you, Martin, but I don't blame her. I don't want to marry you either.
Martin clenched his jaw, turned away from Gary, and slowly, as if each word was having to fight its way out through his teeth, said,
Now that we're all here, I have news. You remember the person I saw attacking Philip?
Gary said,
I thought you said he was a goblin. The person who looks like a goblin. You all said I was imagining. I caught him.
Jeff's eyes grew wide.
You did?
Yes.
Tyler raised a finger.
And you sure you didn't imagine catching him?
Yes, shut up.
Jeff said,
Okay, good. Glad you weren't going crazy, Martin. So who was it?
Philip.
No, I mean, who is messing with Philip?
Philip. Philip was messing with Philip. I caught someone messing with Philip, and it was Philip. Future Philip.
Gwen shook her head. Tyler looked both exasperated and sympathetic.
Martin, are you sure Philip isn't jerking you around?
Yes. I mean, technically he is, because it is Philip who's been hiding from me, but that's future Philip, and he's doing it because he doesn't want me to stop him from messing with present Philip.
Jeff muttered, Wouldn't our Philip be past Philip, because we're in the past? Roy said,
Not to us.
Tyler asked,
In your previous job, you didn't run a lot of staff meetings, did you, Martin?
Gwen smirked at Tyler.
Jeff said, Martin, if, as you say, Philip from the future is attacking our Philip, he had to have a reason. Did you ask him?
Yes, of course I asked him.
And what did he say?
He said that he's trying to prevent our Philip from making some kind of mistake. A mistake that leads to some sort of tragedy or something.
Gary nodded.
Ah, so you've called us all together so we can help him. No, so you can help me stop him.
Gwen let out an amused snort.
Stop him from preventing a tragedy?
I don't trust him.
He's Philip. You don't trust Philip?
Of course I trust Philip. I'm trying to protect Philip.
From Philip, Gwen said.
By trying to get all of us to attack Philip.
Why would we do that?
For Philip,
Martin offered.
Look, you didn't see future Philip. He was a mess, and he was acting squirrely.
Roy said,
He's been through some sort of tragedy.
Yeah,
Gary said.
And he's got you, arguably his best friend, giving him a hard time. I don't like it,
Martin said.
He's meddling in Philip's life.
And by stopping him, so are you,
Tyler said.
Twice! Once from his point of view and again from our Philip's point of view.
Jeff said, Not again, before. Our Philip's earlier in the time stream. So for him, Martin's meddling is happening before it happens to future Philip.
I'm not meddling.
No, Roy said. You're just changing things about Philip's life as you see fit.
Against his will,
Tyler said.
And behind his back, Gary added. At least one of his backs.
Yeah,
Roy said.
With the other one, you're openly preventing him from doing what he wants.
Okay,
Martin shouted.
So I'm meddling. I'm doing it for his own good. Isn't that what friends do?
Jeff said, In theory, absolutely not. In practice, yeah, usually.
Great. So who's going to help me help Philip?
By stopping Philip,
Tyler added.
Yes.
After a long and painful silence, Roy said,
This is going to sound like a joke, but it ain't. You should ask Philip to help.
Which Philip?
Gary asked.
Any Philip. Martin, if you get some version of Philip to come in here and tell us that this other Philip has to be stopped, we might be more inclined to join you.
Tyler asked,
How about it, Martin? Why not go to the future and talk to Philip about it?
I tried that,
Martin said.
And?
He told me to drop it.
He told you that?
Not personally. He had the message delivered, in a magic act.
Roy shrugged.
Well, there's your answer.
Jeff nodded. Your confusing, crazy-sounding answer. Martin stewed for a moment, looking at the faces of his friends.
You all feel this way?
They all made noises, head movements, or a combination of both, that said, Yeah, I guess, but we don't feel great about it.
None of you are going to help me.
Martin saw another barrage of grumbles and gestures.
Fine,
Martin said. I'll just have to help Philip and stop Philip myself.
Gwen said, Martin, don't do anything. Martin noticed that she trailed off.
What? Rash?
No, Gwen said. You're gonna do something rash, we all know that. Just don't do anything that can't be undone, okay?